Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Celtics
will rest easy tonight, too.
We rested easy. None of us watched any of the last three quarters.
The Nets will rest in peace.
Yeah. And
they got murdered.
Oh, that's tough. It's been a hard day for many of us, Jimmy Toscano especially, who spent most of the day crying in his pillow.
Talk about this. I was late for work today.
Because of the Tom Brady news, but we were able to pull it together, you know, be men, show up, watch this game, and here to bring you some analysis of a game. I don't know what to say about it, Sherrod. I'll start with you. I mean,
why'd you do it, Tom?
It was over.
You
it was
have
over.
To retire.
I know you didn't have to, Tom. It was over in like 6 minutes,
if that. And you're being generous in giving him 6 minutes.
It's incredible. It was over in 5 or 6 minutes.
The basket that told me that this was a wrap when Jaylen Brown comes down, does a behind the back crossover, step back three pointer in front of Kyrie, and I'm like, he just Kyrie. It's going to be that kind of game.
The Celtics,
Never got any better. It never got any better for Brooklyn at that point.
The best thing about it, the Celtics started the game on a 14-3 run, and Brooklyn called timeout. Okay? And coming off that timeout, the Celtics went on a 13-1 run. And that was it. 27-4.
Good adjustments.
Lights out.
And Joe Mazzulla is thinking, see, this is why I don't do that. This is why. Damn it. Get off my back about timeouts.
If you hit like a little bit of traffic coming in this game tonight, like you sat down in your seat and the game was essentially over. Like you missed.
You just might have thought about going back home. If you were on your way here and you got here, you were on track to get here near the end of the first quarter, you might not have got to the arena.
Just keep going.
Just keep going. Just hit the left, then another left, then another left, and head back home.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's one of those games, but it's nice to be on the right side of it, I guess. You know, it could be a lot worse, I guess, if you did go to the game. You didn't want to show up down 26-4 or whatever it was. So that was just a ridiculous first quarter. I mean, even the broadcasters were straight up laughing about it. The Celtics literally could not miss three-pointers in that first quarter, whether it was Tatum or Brown. Guys set the tone early on, and then hell, John and Sherrod, you guys could have subbed in there in the second half, and I think they would have pulled this one off. But the role players, you know, did what they needed to do to keep that lead. It's not crazy to blow a 20-point lead in the NBA. So you got to give the Celtics credit for just building it and just keeping their foot on these guys' chest. Now, the Nets didn't have Durant. You know, obviously we have to mention that. That's I guess not even worth mentioning.
But we didn't have Smart. That.
Right.
That's fair, right, guys?
Point being, they don't have enough. They
somebody
have enough
out there's thinking.
Oh, no. Jimmy, here's the thing.
Simmons to laugh at.
I'm sorry, but you should not. I don't care who you're missing. At some point, pride has to kick in. And that pride must have just not got off the bus when they pulled up the TD guard. No. Because you do not get your ass kicked like this. Regardless of who you have on the floor. They didn't compete. I didn't think the Celtics played a great game. They just made open shots.
I mean, they played with pace, which is good. They made all their shots.
There was nothing special or significant what they did. They made all their shots. There was nothing that – this wasn't like they played with great effort and they were doing all these amazing things. They just played their game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make miss league. Well, I mean, almost 58% from the field? Yeah. I mean, geez, almost 50% from three, and that's a 54 mix. I mean, they almost had an NBA record for three-pointers tonight. I mean, that's how often the shots were falling tonight. So, you know, this is one of those – this was like – I think Bobby texted it. It's reminiscent of, like, the start of the year when they were just blowing teams out and falling for them. I'm not saying that here they are again, but It was a nice break from some of the games seen recently when they've been extremely cold. So it's good. You know, take it. Coming in, you know, yeah. Good to get a couple of big wins headed into the All-Star break. You don't want to go in. You want to go into that break on the right note, certainly. You don't want to be going in. And also with the trade deadline coming up here, you know, there's a lot of guys, you know, that I'm sure are checking the sports ticker, if that still exists, and on Twitter. Yeah. Looking for their names in the rumor mills. So it's good that they can focus on just winning games right now.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. And again, here everyone's going to pile on me for putting it out there, but I'm coming off of what Sherrod said. They didn't do anything special. I do think they played with more pace and energy. I think the 3 days off showed. I think there was jump in their step. I think their defense was actually really, really, really tough. And it's almost that the combination was ridiculous. They were playing really good D and forcing the Nets into not great shots in that first quarter. And they hit freaking everything. And that's why the game was literally over in 5 minutes. So they brought energy early. But again, shots falling is great. Dirk put it in the chat here, like, hey, when we make threes, we're unbeatable, or they're unbeatable. But that's the problem, is it's an almost dead split. First half of the season made a ridiculous amount of threes. Second 25 games or so, awful from three, like bottom three or four in the league. So again, you see them doing what they did tonight, and it looks like early in the season, like, they can do no wrong, man. They just friggin' work and get good shots, and they're just killing people. And to have a night like this makes you feel good again. But how sustainable is it? Where, you know, in the live by the three, die by the three sort of thing, because they have not been living by the three, at least not doing great with it.
No, they haven't. I mean, this was just a smart play game by the Celtics. They didn't try to do anything fancy. They didn't try to do anything that was outside of who they are. And the result is an easy-ass win. And Brooklyn put up no fight. That was the thing that surprised me.
Not at all. No resistance. Yeah.
No, and that's surprising. I mean, because that seems to be the one difference between Jock Vaughn coach Brooklyn team and the Steve Nash coach team. It was surprising and in many respects disappointing, because I was hoping this would be a little bit more competitive than this. I mean, the outcome is what I expected, but not this decisive.
Yeah. The one play that stood out to me, and I can't remember when it was, might have been the early in the third quarter. And again, the game's already over, somewhere in the third, where there was a tipped ball and it goes into the backcourt and Brogdon goes back to collect it. And he jogs past half court with the 10 seconds left to go in the shot clock. And then he just kind of keeps going in a straight line, walks all the way into the lane and hits a floater, and nobody got in his way. Like, at that point, you got the guys on the ropes, put some pressure on them, crossing half court, get them out of their rhythm, make them take a difficult shot. They literally allowed Brogdon to walk back almost all the way to his own basket and then just jog in and just shoot a little floater uncontested. And not one person ever closed on him. Just emblematic of how little effort Brooklyn put into this game. And again, they really obviously had all of their, you know, their spirit, you know, and all of their, you know, kind of will snapped in the first 6 minutes there. I mean, you go down 30 in the first quarter, that's it. Game, set, match. So, I mean, but there wasn't much resistance at any point in time from them. No fight at all.